Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad, Bo, that Norm Brodsky is with us. Norm is the founder of City Storage. He's been a serial entrepreneur. He's been a highly successful business owner. He is a longtime columnist for Inc. magazine. He and Bo Burningham are the authors of The Knack, How Street Smart Entrepreneurs Learn to Handle Whatever Comes Up. But he's also our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust now for several years. Norm Brodsky, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Norm, you and I have met. I've seen your gray hair. You've seen mine. We've been around a while. We remember carbon paper. And so having that perspective from where we've been over the last several, you know, in my case, and I guess maybe in your case, Norm, you know, I measure my history in decades now instead of years. Give us a peek into where you think the marketplace is going, Main Street marketplace, let's say, is going over the next few years.
Well, first of all, you have to understand something, that change is the only probably constant thing that we always have.
Yep.
And if we don't adapt to that change, we fall by the wayside. And so, you know, things were tough, things are tough, but that doesn't mean that there's not room to start and grow businesses. I mean, I'm very, very at this particular time. I think when you have adversity, it creates opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're in the middle of this adversity. What people better start learning is that they have to adapt to these new technologies. Because otherwise, and I know you've said this before, there's a structural change and there's structural unemployment. People mm-hmm. are not up to date and they can't get jobs because they can't adapt to this new technology.
Well, one of the things I've been talking a lot about lately, Norm, is getting people to understand that we're in the second decade of the 21st century. I'm trying to help them. You know, I, for a long time, I tried to help people get out of the 20th century, get their thinking out of the 20th century into the 21st century. Now, I can't help you if you're still in the 20th century, but I'm trying to get people from the first decade of the 21st century into the second decade where it is different.
You know, I always take an old-fashioned business. One of my I look at business ideas or concepts over 100 years old, but what makes them successful is that I always sit on the edge of technology. Mm-hmm. I'm there first. I experiment with technology first. So you don't have to look for new businesses, but you have to look for the drivers in the 21st, the second half of the 21st century that help you become better than anybody else. And that's it. You can take all these old-fashioned businesses, but yet you have to understand the new drivers that we have here.
Well, for example, you know, people haven't stopped buying shoes, but they've changed the way they want to shop for shoes.
Right. Tony Hsieh at Zappos discovered yeah. that with this new technology and just doing a little twist on customer service, you want to return them, go ahead and return them. And that's what drove that business. By the way, he started and sold it for $850 million. So opportunity, even during hard times like we're in now, especially for the unemployed, there's always opportunities there. But you have to change the way you think.
Well, and from a Main Street standpoint, Norm, you know, somebody might say, well, I've got a Main Street small business that sells shoes. Well, folks, remember what I said. I didn't say people have necessarily changed how they buy shoes. I said that they're still buying them, but they've definitely changed how they want to shop for shoes. And that shop word is very important, meaning that they still want to look for shoes at night with their laptop in their lap while they're watching television. They still want to shop for shoes, but maybe tomorrow they want to come to your. They'd rather come to your store and try them on, but not until they've made sure that they've got what they want.
Yeah,
and,
well,
and that's sure. and that's a wake up call for Main Street. You've got to be at least come halfway to what people want you to provide for them online.
Not only that, it's the networking, the social networking that things go viral in. You start get into this social networking, and people all of a sudden, hey, I heard about this at this store.
Right.
You know, and you can drive traffic to your store through the social networking, but you have to understand what it's all about. It isn't just to make friends, tell them where you're going, where you are. It also drives business to your facilities, and you have to understand, and you have to go back to school if you have to, whether it be nights, study online, whatever it has to understand what this is about. If not, you're going to be left by the wayside. The new entrepreneurs that are coming are the ones that are learning this. So if you're out there and you've already gone through school, I'd make it my way to get a better education with these new facilities that are happening.
If you've got a business, folks, and Norm is saying he's echoing what I've been telling you now for a long time. If you've got a business and you're not preparing that business to meet customers where they want to be, which is a lot of interaction online. He talked about social media. I talked about shopping, what I call e-shopping. If you're not prepared to give them some of that, Norm, what I'm telling people is customers are saying, hey, I like your website, Norm, but I'm not going to come back there on a regular basis, but I'm going to give you permission to follow me home. Send me stuff. I'm going to let you send me what you think I should be interested in, but I'm not going to come to your website every day.
That's great. And, you know, you mentioned something at the top of your program this morning about Delaware being the first state.
Yeah.
You don't have to be first in this thing. You know,
yeah.
Everybody thinks they have to come up with these brand new, great ideas.
Right.
And be the first one on the block. But that's not necessarily true. As a matter of fact, you know, what you have to be is you can wait until everybody's experimented with the way of doing things and see successful people and copy those successful people. So it isn't necessarily being first. Everybody says, I'm going to be the first to do this. I'm going to be the first to do that. It's not the first who normally succeed in this world.
Right. No, well, no question. And the thing is, all you have to do is keep the leaders in sight. You don't have to win the race, but you got to keep them in sight. And that's what you've been talking about. Norm Brodsky is our guest, folks. Norm is the co-author, along with Bo Burlingham, of the book The Knack, How Street Smart Entrepreneurs Learn to Handle Whatever Comes Up. It's available wherever books are sold. He's also a columnist for Inc. magazine. He and I will be back after these messages. More Norm Brodsky after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.